So, are you in love?
Are we in love with?
Are you in love with Alicia?
We secretly set this up just for the sake of matchmaking.
It is like a very one-sided relationship, though.
Stop, Zach.
What?
Stop it.
You
always air out my business on the podcast.
I can't walk into a room.
And it was humiliating. Zane walked in, and I was like, "Oh my god, my pants were like."
But you were showing it. You were showing it to Jared.
I didn't really know what it was. You just hear the word like G-string, like underwear, stuff like that, or whatever. But I had this obsession with drawing it.
What?
Is Brooke the one that like I'd sell my
That's
soul
the
for?
One you're obsessed with.
She in a relationship?
Yes.
Me too.
You know, she's saying, he had such a big problem with that shit.
And
he would bring us like all down.
What?
What?
And my dentist once said that my spit is really sweet.
Okay. How did he know about that?
I don't know, he said my spit is really sweet.
I can't say anything on this podcast without it getting...
Your dentist said your spit was sweet.
He dived head first to that. That was
don't be ever even heard of that.
I've had something to say and I've been biting my tongue and I really want to ask Zane.
What is that?
Adderall.
No, steroids. For my lungs. For my lungs.
Steroids for your lungs?
Coachella did one on me.
You have bad lungs?
Yeah, rub it in. It's fine.
That's crazy.
Yeah, this is my second round. I had to get a lung x-ray yesterday.
7 years and I've never had to take a lung pill.
What were you smoking?
Nothing.
I chain smoked 2 packs a day for 10 years.
And my baby is stronger and look at me than now. Ever.
The dirt fucked me up my asthma. Mm-hmm.
That was your first Coachella, yeah?
No, it was my fifth.
Your fifth?
Yeah.
It was just your first year as Tara Yemi.
No. But thanks. It's my fifth.
I'm 11, you know, so shut the fuck up.
They don't know you until you're famous. That's the thing.
No, I've known you for the past 4 years. No, five years.
Yeah, 4 years. 4 years.
I met you at it was either like a VidCon or a playlist or something.
Wrong, but that's okay. We'll get into it.
What's up, guys, and welcome to episode 201 of the Dropouts Podcast. This week we have two boys.
All right.
Just two individual human beings.
Yeah, we're not a duo.
Oh.
Don't categorize us as that. We're trying to be our separate brands now.
And
I just decided that this episode.
I like how you looked at him to separate your brands.
I was so scared. I was like, I don't know how he's going to take that.
We're separate, right? We're separate? We're together but separate?
We're individuals. We have our own thoughts and minds.
Yeah. I don't mind it though. It's really nice like doing everything 50-50. Mm-hmm. It takes off a lot of stress off you.
It does.
Zane and Heath Unfiltered podcast.com/.
No, somebody actually bought
the
website.
Rights to it.
Oh, dude.
So it's not even ours.
We're just waiting for the day to get sued, like for everything that we made on that. We're just waiting for it.
You okay? You guys okay?
Yeah.
Wait. Didn't you guys get hair plugs? Why the hats?
We still have bad hair days. Just because you get hair transplanted doesn't mean you have a good hair day every day.
I feel like in the past 30 times, if he knew, I've gotten jealous of the flow that's been on top of the...
He's been doing his hair. It's been looking really good.
Yeah. Okay. It's still tough, though. Like, you know, I'll have it done, and then everybody would be like, you should put a hat on today. Because it still doesn't look that great.
Okay.
But...
If there's anything we can do as a collective, like, we're here for you guys in your hair, obviously. Because we were...
Means a lot.
Like, we'll donate too. Because we
can't wear the headphones. I can't do it. I can't hear you guys. I can actually hear you better with my own ears.
I don't like I don't like using anybody else's ears. The best ears.
It's like a little muffled in there.
No. We were going to give to some charities overseas that there were some really struggling children in like sweatshops and stuff. But I think we'll donate the money to you guys for the hair.
I'll do another one. Yeah, please.
Okay.
You make the
Zane's
jokes,
got two.
Have you actually donated?
No, we were going to donate.
You were going to. What charity?
Yeah. It was littlesadpeople.com.
Me.
Yeah.
It was all the funds.
Yeah. It's just so she can get a new therapist. She's been going through it really recently. So, Tara, how's your day going?
It's going good. I'm barely awake. I slept for like 4 hours.
What'd you do last night?
I had a party.
What was the party?
It was for, I was on a verse of a song, so it was like a release party. It wasn't all my party.
Oh, nice.
Oh, sick. Okay. Yeah. Was it a emo themed?
No.
Or was it just
I think the person, I did it with Barely Human. Do you know the song? So I party like a rock star, look like a porn star. Yeah, I did a verse on that.
Was it?
When did that song come out?
Yesterday. Oh, the original version?
Yeah, the original version.
Like a month ago. And it like blew up on TikTok.
Really?
Maybe 2 months ago.
Why does that song sound
because,
so familiar?
Because
it's been everywhere on TikTok.
Oh, okay, so it's been everywhere for a month. Okay.
And then Tara, correct me if I'm wrong, but is that, I don't know, I saw it on like a news website. Is that song in contention for the new national anthem, or was it just like a headline?
No, yeah. Stand up.
Yeah.
Take your hats off.
Everybody salute.
Yes, yeah. Ma'am. Do you mind if I hit intro music, everybody?
Yeah, it's fine. It's your show. Do your thing.
Okay. Thanks.
Ooh. Sure. Forgot about this.
Happens every week.
Yeah. Oh.
Actually, we forgot to do it during the recording.
You caught the last 2 seconds of it. And then obviously, I didn't want to bring this up, but since you guys are here, you know, there's no better time. I think we just kind of air it out. Yeah, guys, down below in the description, you can sign up for the Patreon.
Yes.
You can. We're about to do a big spring giveaway. We're going to give away Xboxes and Nintendo Switches and things like that. We already filmed our drunk episode.
When?
I'm sorry?
When was the drunk episode?
We filmed it like weeks ago.
You were in it. I think you were a little too drunk to remember.
Okay.
Heath, we got to get back to that, man. Just doing drunk,
are you sober?
Blackout episodes. No. It's just, we just don't do like drunk episodes.
Do you want to come on one of our drunk episodes?
I would love to.
Oh, you should.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because I go nonverbal. I drink too much and then I go nonverbal.
Anyway, 7-day free trial. If you guys want to sign up, the giveaway winners will be announced on the 30th. So you're watching this probably on the 29th when it comes out. So you have today to figure it out. And if not, we're going to do another one next month.
What's great about this is that it's all $5 a month. Which
that's right.
Cheaper.
Oh, no. We
you ours. Jumped it up?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We're $60,000 a month. We just need one. We just need one person. Right? And we're coasting. No. Anyway, dude, what's new? What's old? You guys started a new podcast.
We did.
I seem to be a trending topping in a couple
I saw those. Yeah, I don't watch them though.
Yeah.
Not like that. Oh, like I just see Zach's name. Here's the thing with me is I get really easily influenced.
Okay.
So like I see like edits or I see something and I'm like, is this true? Like it could be like the fakest thing in the world or like, I just don't like hearing other people's opinions
because like
it
skews mine.
Yes. I'm like, is this true? Like it's bad. So I'm just like, I don't want to hear
this. And our show would be really bad for you because it's everything that comes out of our mouth is pretty false.
There's no fact checking whatsoever.
We set that precedent in the first episode. Absolutely no fact checking. We will not go back and check if we're right or not.
And if we are wrong, we don't address it either.
Like it or not. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Are you guys still in a legal battle with the name?
We're out of it now.
Okay.
Wait, there was a legal battle?
Yeah. So Pretty Basic was another podcast. And then Zane and Heath Unfiltered was a podcast that these boys owned. And they merged for a second podcast. It's a balance of men and women.
That's
and,
nice.
Yeah. Well,
you know,
of course.
Boys versus girls pod, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what normally ours is because Alyssa.
Yeah.
So I know you probably didn't know she was a woman, but yeah, she is. She's got she's got the thick milkers on her. But I was going to say,
listen to Alyssa.
So now they formed another one called Pretty.
I did know this. Yes.
Yeah.
The name was taken and they asked us to change it. So we changed it.
To what?
Basically Unfiltered.
It's just the other word of their name.
That's still cute.
Yeah.
So are you in love? Are you in love with Alicia?
Oh, no, not yet.
Okay. Because I saw that.
We just started. And it's like, you know, it's like, we just started.
They're testing the waters.
Yeah.
I understand.
I did see a TikTok about that this whole like podcast combination was just a ploy for you two to get together.
Yeah, I saw that too.
That's on TikTok. That's what I'm saying. Excuse us.
Oh, yeah. No, don't listen to the comments.
It's not a comment. They made a whole video, brother.
Yeah, they made a whole video.
It's like a 3-minute video. No,
there's like multiple.
Yeah.
Wait, where? Is this like on
it's
YouTube?
It's on TikTok.
That's all I've seen of it.
Remy.
No offense. It's just
Remy and I planned it. We secretly set this up just for the sake of matchmaking.
Because in the TikTok, it was like she froze her eggs for you or something. Just because,
I saw that.
Which was really nice for her to do.
Yeah, really, really nice. And it was like, Easter. It was topical. So, wait. I don't know the full lore. Are they actually an item or is this a marketing ploy?
Is this how people feel about us?
Yeah, probably.
Exactly.
I think you guys definitely try to sell it more than Alicia.
We don't try
to.
I promise you, we don't try to sell anything. I always say, I'm like, I'm not with Zach.
Jared, run the clips.
It's just us, hitting back shots. We're just like,
it is like a very one sided relationship, though.
I was gonna say Zach is the one that sells it pretty hard. Tara actively is just like, oh my god, this guy's hot. This guy, you know, talking about other guys other than Zach, like has never once, you know,
it's
done
a hard
that.
To get thing.
So
I
just
get
a little
it.
Jealousy on that side. Then it just seems like to me.
I don't know if it's jealousy. I think I throw my heart out there in a friendship manner, and sometimes when you care about a woman in such a way, that'll be misconstrued into romantic love. And I think in this, I think in this instance, people are kind of running with it. And I mean, the thing I don't like is I don't like when people play into it with thumbnails. And I know our marketing team does that, whoever that is. Like, whoever comes up with the titles.
Are you the marketing team?
I come up with the titles.
Heath and I have talked about this before. I think we're going to hire you for our thumbnails. We need some.
You looking to take on another job?
I'll do anything for you guys. Yeah. How long have you guys been doing podcasting longer than us, though, right?
We're in our fifth year for Unfiltered. But we started not too long before you guys.
How many episodes?
229.
How do we catch up?
That's fucking, I don't know.
Capital murder is my first guess.
Time travel?
Time travel could work.
How long do you guys think you'd podcast for? Like, how much longer?
The rest of our lives.
Yeah.
How much longer? That's how good. Much longer am I changed to this room?
to ask that question to everybody, like, who podcasts, like, how long, like, what's your goal, like, when it comes to podcasting?
I kind of see it as, like, I get to see, you know, the people I like to hang out with anyway, once a week, no matter what. So that's pretty nice. We get to catch up on each other's lives.
It's a good
lives.
Way to force a friendship.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Great. Speak up. Stand on business, Tara.
Thanks, Jared.
Exactly.
You would 100% moved out of here to Tennessee by now.
Oh, I would have been long gone.
And that would have ruined everything. You would have moved out like years ago, though.
Yeah.
Our friendship would have never made like been so tight like it has been in the past.
Yeah, as soon as we stopped vlogging, like if we didn't start the podcast, it would have been...
Game over for
man, dude, I could have been married and had kids by now.
Oh, Mariah's like, what?
No, I was with her.
Yeah. I'm just saying, she's like, it took that long.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wait, last time you were on this podcast, you were not engaged to be wed. How's the process going? Is getting the wedding together?
So it's definitely
difficult.
I'm just
really annoyed about it.
I know you are.
Just not happy for them. It's a lot of work, especially because we're doing it in New Jersey. So trying to like
destination venues. Wedding.
Yeah. A U.S. destination wedding.
It's where Mariah's from, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She has a massive family.
Yeah.
And they're all there. And I pretty much just have like my parents, my grandparents, and then everybody here.
It's like 300 people.
So they could go there.
300 people like already.
Just her family. Just her family.
Yeah, no, I understand. Persian weddings are crazy. So
great. Holy shit. Yeah.
And white trash weddings.
They're even bigger.
Can I express something that I hope you don't take offense to? Your wonderful fiance, Mariah, who just sent us donuts and was very lovely. We really got a sugar rush. We're going to crash 30 minutes into this. And I was,
wait, there's donuts?
Yeah, right behind
right
you.
Behind yeah, right you. Behind you.
You were standing next to it, showing Jared your pubes, remember?
Lack of.
Stop, Zach!
What?
Yeah, what were you, like, what was that?
Stop it! You always air out my business on the fucking podcast.
I can't walk into a room.
And it was humiliating. Zane walked in and I was like, oh my God, my pants were like.
But you were showing it, to Jared. It was okay, not like your boyfriend or something.
No, I got a wax and I'm getting irritated and I was concerned. I'm going to get a donut.
Because he's an expert?
She came to the resident dermatologist.
She trusts you that much, Jared, to show full cooch to you.
It was not full cooch. It was bikini line.
Nothing you can't see on Instagram.
Did he see the man in the boat or no?
No, okay. No.
What's the man in the boat?
The clitoris.
Never heard that term.
You're like...
Still didn't help me.
We're just making up words today. We're just saying stuff. No, but back to speaking about you and your fiance. The women.
Yeah.
Cousins in her family. You know what I mean?
You like them?
Smoke shows.
I'm hoping to God they're for me at the wedding.
Wait, have you met them?
No, just a couple of
you've
them.
You've seen some Instagram pictures?
I've only seen what...
You've met a few of them.
Yeah.
Brooke is actually coming into town today, so you'll meet her.
Is Brooke the one that like I'd sell my
that's
soul
the
for?
That's the one you're obsessed with.
Oh, is that the
she's
one that's
she's coming in town?
She in a relationship?
Yes.
Me too.
You know, she's staying in my room for the weekend.
Oh, hell yeah, brother. Where are you staying?
My room.
Oh, hell yeah.
We're bunking it in my room today.
Are you going to respect dibs by me?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, though it is.
I'll actually talk to her for you if you need.
As she's actively with someone else. Yeah. You're like, he comes up and then she comes up. Hey, oh, this is my boyfriend. Hey, what's up, man? So, my friend Zach. All I'm saying is, yeah, you guys should be together. Yeah. You just show him the worst
check that
picture.
Out. It's your podcast. It's just your Instagram following. Check that out.
She's like, yeah, I'm good.
Is the boyfriend coming in town?
No. And that doesn't mean it's okay.
What happens in LA stays in LA.
What I'm worried about is Todd.
Todd.
That's what I'm worried about.
Todd will be like 3 in the morning. Are you up? Are you sleeping?
But hasn't even met her yet.
What a gorgeous couple, though.
That is
Todd
true.
Together? God, they create some babies. I'd enjoy putting in a magazine.
But don't pretty people make the ugliest babies? Isn't that kind of like the stereotype?
Yes. What are you saying about my mom? Because obviously,
I didn't know which way that was.
Yeah, I didn't know which. I was trying to figure that out.
Do you think my mom is gorgeous?
Yeah.
Do you think my father is gorgeous?
He's very handsome.
What are you saying?
You're a bridge troll.
Do you have good-looking parents? I mean, would I hit? No. But I think I'm masked by biology.
Were your friends bringing it up constantly growing up?
Oh, you know what makes me so angry?
Were they ever like, dude, your mom?
My mom taught eighth grade. She taught all my friends, including Skylar, who's upstairs. And every day, my mom would wear a thong. And, you know, nothing against her. Maybe that was her comfort, or maybe she was trying to get busy. I don't know. But she really enjoyed opening up her purse on the ground and shuffling through things in there. Mm-hmm. And the amount of times I heard, boy, if I could lick that triangle. Like,
what?
You know, Gina, whale tail.
See a little whale tail. In the back, when a woman progresses downward, you could see a little triangle of her.
Okay,
garments.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And the boys would get hot and heavy. And that's when puberty's up. And I'm sure a lot of
was
my
she
friends.
She waxed?
I don't think so. I think based on she's big hair 80s, I'd assume that.
Okay, can we
like, like Tara?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
I'm waxed.
I'll tell you one thing, though. Like, when I was younger, I didn't really know what it was. You just hear the word, like, G-string, like, underwear, stuff like that or whatever. But I had this obsession with drawing it.
What?
Just the underwear or the person in the underwear?
No, it would just always be, like, a shot from behind of, like, a girl in jeans. And I would just draw, like, the little lines going up over the hip. I don't know if I was getting off to it or if I just like.
Did you have internet at the time or was no, that like your only it. Outlet?
He had like the
I had to create my
TV.
Create my own. but yeah, I think it was because what was that? Final Fantasy.
Those games? What about those games?
I think I would just like look at those characters.
They had,
and then
they had
like,
whale tails.
Yeah, that was like the most. That was the most he could see. Like Dead or Alive. Remember that game?
Hold
Dead
on.
Dead or Alive Beach
like the
Volleyball.
Bouncing when they're fighting. Yeah, that's.
Oh,
that's
I do remember Dead or Alive. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who was your awakening? Is there a specific character? Where it's like, well, yeah.
I'm
that's
trying
nice.
To think.
Mine I don't know was when I was playing Ninja Gaiden. You guys ever played that game?
I've heard of it. I never played it.
Over then. Continue.
Oh no, I couldn't think of mine. Probably like Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball. It's a good one.
Yeah, yeah. I like it's so pixelated though. Like if you went back today, you'd be like,
yeah, but at the
no,
time,
no, it like, was it's fine. It's perfect how it is.
At the time, video games, you were like, I can't tell if it's real or not.
That
everything
is true.
Everything was pixelated except for like
you're masturbating to angles. You're like, hell yeah, brother.
It's like
there's a woman in there somewhere.
It's crazy looking back at like the Tomb Raider games.
Yes,
you know.
Okay, that was it.
And her boobs on there are literally just triangles. Like there's no roundness to them or whatever. But I remember thinking like when GTA San Andreas came out, I was like, where the fuck do we go from here? Like this is the peak of graphics.
It just gets crazier and crazier.
I would, you know, like the first time you explore women's bodies on the internet, like at one point you're going to look at them. Like I had a big just moral capacity. I think it was based on being introduced to the Lord and not wanting him to see what I was looking up. But I would like start with like girls and like I would Google that. And like the next week I'd be like, girls and you. I'm like, well, I didn't put nude. But if they came up and then eventually it was nude and then like it clicked to one video and then you watch that video for like a year, it's like, I've already watched this one. And then you go down a dark hole.
I remember the first porn search I ever made. It was very similar to that. I looked up nude women. It was like so proper. A lot of
women without their garments.
A lot of National Geographic stuff came up.
Oh, hell yeah. What about you, Tara? Okay.
What about me?
What where did you ever search anything online or how did you, who was your awakening?
Harry Styles.
I've never heard of him.
I was like 11 when he was on X Factor.
You saw his audition?
Yeah.
That was the
yeah.
first time he was on TV.
Yeah.
That's when they made the group together. Simon
Cowell.
Oh wait. Oh my god. I got confused with Fear Factor.
Harry Styles like eating cockroaches. Yeah.
He's just like in a box of spiders.
That's what I thought that was like where somebody saw him and they're like, you need to get on singing.
This
show.
Boy can sing.
No. Yeah, wow. Okay, I took that back.
Yeah, X Factor.
If someone had an enormous amount of money, what would keep you away from getting it if you're on Fear Factor? Like, what is it, a box full of spiders? Like, what would you be like, I'm out.
Oh, yeah, because you guys have done some crazy things. So, like, what's your biggest, like, fear, and have you done it?
My biggest fear of all time is just the dark. As basic
Me too.
As that sounds. I have
the dark and the dentist.
I love the dentist.
Okay.
I don't, but, like, I'm just, like, their biggest client right now. So, I'm just used to it this morning, but I hate the dentist.
He goes so frequently, it doesn't even matter.
I go, like, once every 2 weeks.
Wait, why? You have fucked up teeth?
No, I just weak teeth. You can't see it, but, like,
teeth.
Boy, he needs some teeth, milk.
So, like, I can get cavities very, very quickly if I do not, like, 10 sleeve floss like 3 times a day.
They say it has something to do with your spit. Like my dentist once said, like my spit is really sweet and like it could like.
Okay.
Wait, how did he know about that?
I know you said my spit is really sweet.
No, like.
That's hard. Your spit looks so sweet.
I can't say anything on this podcast without it getting.
Your dentist said your spit was sweet.
You dived head first to that. That was, I've never even heard of that.
Sweet spit?
My dentist has never told me.
Yeah, I don't think it's a thing.
Not like that. She was making like an analogy. She was like.
She, okay.
No, he.
Yeah. So let's not lie.
He's a creep. Fucking, they're all creeps.
Yeah, the profession to go in people's mouth.
Yeah.
It is very male dominant.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Did you know that? I don't know if this is true, actually, so we got to fact check this. But
we don't.
No.
I read one time that dentistry is like the highest suicide rate, which is very sad.
Oh, God, that was going to be my next thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I heard that. I don't know if it's true, which is crazy because I feel like it would be like, I don't know, hospice nurses.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Or like somebody dealing with death.
Yeah, but it's dentists.
I think looking inside someone's disgusting mouth, like most of your day, every day could, yeah.
Yeah, but like what about like surgeons and stuff? I mean, they're dealing with like organs, you know?
I would rather do that than be a dentist.
Really?
I'd rather do, I feel like it's more exciting too.
It's definitely more exciting.
It's just boring and gross and...
But the thing is, you're making people's days, you know? You're making their smiles better.
Everyone hates the dentist. I don't think you're making anybody's day. I think people are going
to... You're saving lives when you open up someone's body. Open heart surgery, are you kidding me? Imagine how good you feel after you're done with that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but what if you mess it up? That would make me want to kill myself.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's when... Yeah, that'd be bad, but I think they're pretty good. Those are open heart surgeries.
Oh, well, yeah. Hopefully.
Isn't it crazy? Like somebody's out there doing that right now. That's their job.
I think about that all the time.
Like, well, this is our job.
Yeah.
Like girl, shut the fuck up for
while. Yeah. That's making more money than open heart surgery. It's so fucked up.
Like there's people using a robot because it's so small that you physically can't use your hands and they're looking through a machine and doing surgery inside of somebody.
Right now. There's multiple people doing that right now.
Like, that's crazy, right?
No, it is. It's insane.
There's a word for that where you, like, consciously think about the fact that other people are living their own lives. You know, hold on. I'm going to look up the word. Keep talking.
And this is why we have imposter syndrome, though.
Yeah. 100%.
Because there's so many people out there that are way brighter, way more talented.
Keith, talking in, like, meeting up and then not doing any prep and talking to your friends is a lot harder than open heart surgery.
It is.
And the military.
You were stressed out this morning, remember?
I was stressed.
It is tough.
It is.
Give yourself a little bit of credit.
Like, when our assistants don't get our coffee in time.
Or the order wrong.
And it's like, I get the same thing every day.
This is going to get clipped in the wrong way. I want you guys to know.
Oh, no, I know that. That's
well, if every,
that's why I'm going.
That's why there's two camera shots.
It's fucking satire. The word is sonder. And it is the profound feeling of realizing that everyone, including strangers passing in the street, has a life as complex as one's own, which they are constantly living despite one's personal lack of awareness of it.
See, that would send me spiraling if I saw someone walk down the street and be like, how is their day going? God, it would send me spiraling.
If I'm not just internally selfish, I would implode.
No, strangers, though. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
I know.
I'll just have a graphic flashing on the screen, just like satire.
Yeah, please do.
I love that when things get clipped out of context.
Oh, that's welcome to my life.
It's my favorite.
Welcome to my literal life. Just like out of context, me looking at Zach, me... saying stuff to Zach.
You'll like bite your lip to Zach and shit. I've seen it.
No, I do not.
Yeah. No, we've all seen it, Tara. We've all seen it. I'm on the viewer side now. Yeah. We've all seen it.
I really don't.
You'll twerk a labia at me. People are like, come on, Tara. This isn't friendship.
That's the thing though, is like, I feel like I'm such a flirt and I'm like, I don't even do that with you.
I think
anymore.
I don't even do that with you.
I don't, Zane.
I think it's because
you're find one clip of me doing that.
You're trying to overcompensate so much that it looks like you're really trying hard. You know,
because now it looks like the elementary school like bullying, but it's really flirting.
See, I'm just consistent. I'm who I am. I'll throw a word out there. We'll
really
because
go back to the first podcast.
What about it?
I haven't changed one fucking bit.
Oh, you have.
Oh, I haven't. I put you in your place every single time.
You guys are so fucking cute. It's hot.
He's like, I got to call.
Just get
Alicia.
Down and dirty in front of me.
Male gynecologist. Weird.
Definitely.
We talked about
this. I mean, no. If they're doing it for the right reason, they're not like...
What's the right reason?
That they want to help. They're doing their job.
I think...
It's like...
I mean, they get to... It's the... What's it called? The miracle of life? Gynecologists are the ones that birth people.
Is that more of an OBGYN?
That's a gynecologist.
I didn't think that was, I thought.
Isn't your sister an OBGYN?
Isn't your sister an LMNOP?
So you should know this.
Yeah, but I don't talk to her and be like, what are you doing with vaginas today?
She's birthing people.
Yeah, I know. I thought someone that checked up on your was different than someone that birthed babies.
And no, that's why it's the same one.
I'm pretty sure there's a different term for.
And look, I apologize if I'm wrong.
And Jared's going to look it up because we got fact checkers.
I'm not saying I'm right. I don't know.
No, it's the same.
All person. I'm saying is if I had a daughter and I was taking her to the doctor and there's this 60-year-old man with his freshly washed hands. I don't know if I...
You're going to say, back up. I'm doing this myself,
I'm going to get in there myself.
My gynecologist was like an older man, and he was a very nice guy, and he passed away, and it made me really sad.
Did he say your spit was sweet?
That's my dentist.
An obstetrician.
Obstetrician.
Is the physician that specializes in delivering babies and caring for people during pregnancy and after they give birth.
No.
Hold on. We need somebody like that on our show.
Can you see if there's a difference between OBGYN and gynecologist?
There isn't.
No, and you're probably right.
You know what I just learned? Well,
oh my gosh, I'm so stupid. OB stands for obstetrician. GYN is gynecologist. It's the connection of
both
of them.
Very good, Did you just look that up?
Yeah.
Right here.
I've never seen it spelled out.
It's a slash.
It's a slash. There's a slash. So they are the same people.
Yeah.
Suck it, Zach.
Alyssa has a direct line in here feeding me the answers.
That was amazing, I've never heard something like that from you.
One of my exes had a problem. And regionally, and I called my sister up and I started asking about it. And the girl's like, stop. And I was like, I just thought she's like, this would be cheaper than a doctor's visit.
That's true.
She's like, I don't want your sister to know about our sex life.
And what was the problem?
She had a penis. Yeah. It was like, I don't know what's going on. So I don't know. We figured it out.
I just watched the movie Sleeping with Other People with Jason Sudeikis and. I forget her name, Allison Brie. And, but there's a scene in there where she is like sleeping with a male OBGYN and she runs into his wife. And she has a scene where she says that she feels weird meeting his patients, knowing that he's seen her vagina.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense.
It makes total sense. Like I would be a little weirded out, you know, especially
guys, it's doctors. That's their job. It's professionalism.
Yeah, you need to look in the mirror and evaluate yourself.
Do you ever get a little nervous, like if you're getting a physical of like how it's looking that day?
Yeah,
100%.
I think about that. That's all I'm thinking about before
I'm scarred from my first one. I think I told you about it.
I tend to like.
What was your first?
My first physical. Cash. I was younger. I didn't know how they worked, and I think like just from like movies. Oh, and stuff, I know that story. I didn't know like how exactly it goes down. Whatever. But he came in and. He was, you know, getting ready to do the physical. He goes, okay, drop your pants. And I don't know why, but I thought he had to check my butt. So I turned around and I spread my butt apart and I bent over.
Too many prison movies.
Why?
I literally don't know. I have no idea.
How old were you?
Oh, gosh.
Three.
I don't know. Maybe like 10. I don't know. I have no
10?
Idea. I know
Double
I was really
digits?
Young. Stop. Okay.
You just watched The Longest Yard right before.
And, he goes, all right, you can turn around.
I like to think he just played off for you. All right, looks good. Now let's do the front.
Like, what went through his head? He was probably like, okay.
He definitely had to report that.
Yeah,
for sure.
I was going to say, he probably had to report it.
He probably thought that means I've gone to other.
Oh,
like,
oh shit. Yeah. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, he probably. He most likely reported it just as a red flag. Hey, like make sure to check.
Legally, I think they have to.
There's a case file on you somewhere.
Nobody checked in on me.
This episode is brought to you by DraftKings.
Rewind it back to the days of chillaxing on the beach and all day fun with spring break on DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like Fan Fave Rocket. The excitement is endless. The vibes are right and the cash prizes could be huge. Essentially, DraftKings Casino is a phenomenal way to accelerate your bank account. Understand?
And for all of our new players out there, you can start playing with just $5 and get 100 back instantly in casino credits. All you have to do to get started is download the app and use our code Dropouts to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 and over. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per opted-in new customer. $5 wager required. Max $100 in casino credits awarded which require one-time playthrough within 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Restrictions apply.
Do you have a body? If yes, then you should use FitBod for several reasons. Basically, you want to have a nice body. Summer's coming up. You want to look good, right? Yeah, of course, Zach, I want to look good, but I don't have an easy regimen. I don't know how to do gym stuff, and I don't know blah, blah, blah. What if I told you this? My partner over here, Jared.
Hello.
Used to be egregiously unhealthy.
All right.
And that now seems... he's the picture of health.
I don't know.
Why, Zach? Why? What could be the reason? How about FitBod? Jared, tell me about the app.
FitBod is like having a personal trainer in your pocket, but better and cheaper. I've been using FitBod for about 6 or 7 years now, and it has completely changed my life when it comes to my fitness and health.
The best thing about FitBod is as your body improves and as your workout regimen improves, it changes your workouts to follow your cadence of your progression. Oh, Zach, I want to start off easy. Starts off easy, but later I want it to be hard and challenging because my body will be able to take it. The workouts are going to change in order to change with your body. Understand?
The reason I love using FitBod so much is because it creates personalized workout routines based on your goals, fitness levels, and even available equipment at the gym.
Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join FitBod today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app free at fitbod.me/dropouts. That is FITBOD.ME/dropouts. 25% off subscription. Go get it now for your body can look good.
I've had something to say and I've been biting my tongue and I really want to ask Zane.
Go for it.
That's the name.
You look so tan and good. Do you get a spray tan?
No, it's natural. I'm just naturally brown.
And I know I asked you this at Coachella too. I was like, you look like you're glowing.
So when I was doing the Zila doc, I was tanning like 3 times a week. To get as dark as possible for the state, for the for the, what's it called?
Your reveal?
The reveal, yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I wasn't doing spray tanning. I was doing the tanning bed, just
Ooh, that's
just
not good frying. For you.
Oh, I know. I smelt burnt for a whole month. But I got so used to it, and I was looking a lot better with the color, where I do it like once every like 2 weeks, just to like
you
keep that color going. Yeah.
Yeah, you look tan.
Yeah, but when you're like really white and pale and disgusting and white, and just white, you just don't look good.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like I'm pretty white.
Are you
for
wearing
someone
socks?
Brown.
No.
This is just like I'm pretty white for someone brown.
Yeah, but Middle Easterners, they tan really easily.
Oh, I know.
So take advantage of it.
I know. I don't know. I was like, look, I said this to you at Coachella too. I was like, you look great. Like, it's like
Thank
so
you.
Tan.
By the way, I'm sorry for like...
picking me up? You do it every time you see me.
No, I know. I tend to pick up short people when I'm drunk.
Every time Zane sees me, I'm like, I gotta cover my eyebrow piercing because like it like swells when someone like bangs it. He just picks me up and squeezes me as hard as he can.
Not like in an assault way, right?
No. Good, okay. No, just like
more like a salt bay. Like a
no, you're just like very excited.
Yeah,
it makes my day.
That's pretty wholesome.
She just reveals a crime. She just knows a crime. Yeah. Every time Zane sees me, he just kind of like comes up behind me. And
No. I get very excited to see Zane.
So you get that sweet spit.
I think
you?
It's the first time I mentioned it to you. I'm like, you know, every time you see me, you pick me up.
Yeah.
Every time without a doubt.
You saw how cold I got right after? And I was like, I'm so sorry.
No, I love it.
Because I was drunk. I was like gone, kind of. And I felt really bad. Every time, like, I feel like I made somebody feel... sliver uncomfortable, you won't see me for the next 2 weeks. Yeah.
He touched our waitress's face and she like gave like a really funny look.
Hold on.
That ruined my
mind. Wait,
why were you? Context?
Okay, so we were at the guest compound at Coachella and she snuck up behind me with a bottle of wine and she's like, wine?
She's waiting on you.
Yeah. No, she snuck up
behind me out of nowhere.
She started like refilling my drink for no reason.
But she asked me what I wanted to order.
It caught me off guard and she's like, more wine? I was like, oh! And, like she genuinely like
spooked
me.
You.
A little bit spooked me. And then I went back and I laughed. I was like, woo! You got me. And I went like
this. He went like this. He was like, it's okay.
Like, I went like this. So like what she felt
was just
was
your
this.
First reaction.
Yeah. It wasn't this. It was a tap. And I remember Heath and Mariah were just like, Zane, she did not like that.
He couldn't see her face, but it was like this and watching her reaction, she was like,
"Oh, really? No.
Didn't like I thought it, so I was going like, to jail.
Oh my day. God!
I thought I was going to be held like in the jail compound for the weekend.
I was supposed to be on the gas compound.
Let's bring her in.
Why oh, you were? You? Why didn't you do it?
They weren't paying me enough.
No. It was like I already was going with someone. Like I was already going with like Cala group. It's like a party group.
Oh,
so okay. I was like, I'm by myself with them. I'd rather be alone with a friend than like have to share with a bunch of people.
Yeah, and you do, you are pretty much. Like, it's a giant family for a week. Yeah, you're with, like, a whole
neighborhood. Yeah, and, like, I like people. I'm very social, but I don't know how much I could deal with that.
Yeah. It was, I mean, were you getting your own house or were you?
I had my own little Marriott.
No, I'm talking about.
I don't know. I didn't get far enough into it. They just asked me.
Oh, got it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Does it concern you being a small person? Do you get annoyed that you can be relocated so easily?
Oh, like someone could just pick me up and move me?
Yeah, it's like, I don't like you in this, you know, latitude, longitude, I'm going to put you over here. Like, does that bug you a little bit?
Or like picked up into a car.
Oh my God.
That's a little more terrifying than just being relocated 3 feet.
Like kidnapped?
Yeah.
Oh, does that concern you a lot? Like walking alone?
Well, she has sugar.
I have sugar.
She's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, see?
Oh, sugar.
God, like she knew what we were talking about. That was amazing.
Yeah.
Paid
I
actor.
I have like a little bodyguard with me all the time.
Yeah.
Emphasis on little.
Sugar.
It's got three legs.
And I like sugar better than your dog, though. There's a list of dogs that I don't like. And he goes on like probably bottom three.
Why?
I'm sorry. I just had to say it.
Oh, wow.
Speak your truth. It's okay. Hansa,
he's turned a new leaf.
Yeah, and there's not a lot of dogs I hate.
But you hate Hansa?
Exactly. Yeah, Sugar, get him.
Wait, why is Sugar freaking out?
I think Sugar just hears things and he does that.
What's wrong?
It's been a common theme in his life.
Tara and her dog are one.
Yeah.
I feel like she's touching it and like it's the spiritual, like fucking just what are you thinking, Sugar?
Where is he?
Yeah, ever since I got his name tattooed.
Oh, you do? Where?
You know how there's a superstition about getting names tattooed? Were you worried about that with Sugar?
No, he's my dog.
I don't think you can break up with a dog.
It's not
a superstition.
The superstition is like getting like initials or names tattooed.
Yeah, that's why I got a random girl's name tattooed on me.
Did you really?
Luis.
Oh, I knew that. Wait, I actually used to watch like when you guys would go and get coffee in the morning.
Coffee talks?
Way back then.
Really? Like,
before the vlogs ever took off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Cool. They were hot videos.
I'm OG.
They were, man.
You guys would go to that little gas station and then you get in the truck.
That was our personal peak. Like that's what we enjoyed.
I loved those videos. I loved those. I watched them like religiously.
Were you at the Coffee Talk meetup?
No.
I didn't care that much.
Zane's like me either.
That was you didn't even have to pay. It was free to go.
I think I was a little too old to be like going to meetups. I was like 16, 15. I've been watching YouTube since like a long time. So like I went to like the O2L meetups.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What was the one we flew out here for our first time?
Vine meetup.
But it was like Vine and YouTube. It was teen.
It was like a purple invitation.
Yeah.
Thing.
I forget what it was.
Questionable people on there.
Yeah. It's where we met.
Oh, okay.
The whole O2L group and everything. We did like a giant.
Oh, they were there.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know. I thought they were YouTubers.
Mm-hmm.
They were.
Oh, they were.
But yeah, it was a mix.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I think it was called like Teen Live. I don't know.
Weird. Oh, Tool's a
weird. I was going to say, you kept saying teen and I was like,
Jerry, can you go to teenlive.com? Let's just see what that is.
Fucking.
Live teen.
Can you go to barelyofagelive.com?
Jesus Christ.
I would love to look at Alyssa's history.
She was looking at porn today.
Like five minutes before
of her,
you guys.
What you ask her to search. That's why I want to see her.
No, history. No. She genuinely, it's a whole thing. But yeah, she had some stuff on her laptop that we had to talk to her about. Did you have porn on your laptop today?
Yeah, because you put it on there when I walked away.
That's hilarious.
I cannot wait for the tell-all. Oh my God, it's going to be a tell-all and I'm going to be the first fucking watcher. I can't wait. I can't wait.
She's excited too. The things that she writes down is...
Do you have like a notebook of like a every journal? Time there's been abuse?
Like a diary?
You should.
Oh, that was such a fake.
Alyssa's
note.
Also
you know
HR.
When they take shit to like
she's
to what? Court?
She's
to,
also
like,
HR.
Yeah.
Like big cases, the main piece of evidence is just a journal, like just a journal that they would write every single day. And that's like
that
they
you accidentally that leave somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like a tack.
I hope it comes out.
Can't wait to hear about everything.
There's gonna be some fun.
I like defending certain people just in case something happens. You know, they'd be like, Zane was there.
But what if it comes out? She was the problem the whole time.
I just want to be in the documentary. That's all I ask.
I would like to be a talking head that they interview. Yeah.
I've always wanted to be like a talking head in like a documentary. That'd be fun.
Like, what do you mean? Oh, like a
literally filming that.
Like a silhouette.
Not as cool though.
Yeah, you're right.
Anything else?
I'm just a little mad at Tara.
Why? You left my party early. I should be mad at you. You do it all the time.
I came to your party
you
early.
You do it before you even, like, you do it every time. You do it before the party even fucking starts. You leave.
I got there at 9.
Yeah, but that's not actually.
What time did you get there? 10. Past 10, 10:30.
And I were late to your own party?
No, you show up
I'm actually never late to my. I'm always on time, but I was with other people. Yeah.
You're allowed to show up late to your own party.
But I'm never. But I know it's a thing in LA, but I'm actually really against it.
But if I. Oh, wait, no, I thought it's a thing everywhere. I thought you arrive last, so everybody's there to see you walk in.
Kind of like a douchey.
It's a little.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, I don't do that. I usually stay from the very beginning. I'm not saying I do that.
But if I get there at 9 and leave at 11:30, that's a pretty good time at a party.
That's fine.
You didn't leave at 11:30.
Yes, I did.
You left a lot earlier than that.
Checked Uber.
No, it wasn't because I drove.
Because check your Tesla.
Do you get offended when people
don't check that time?
Go to your party / leave early from a party.
Because you didn't go last night.
I'm just wondering.
No,
I went to your last one, so I feel like I get like something there.
Would you rather have somebody show up right on the dot when it starts, or come like a couple hours late but stay to the end?
It depends who, right? So if it's like my best friend, I want them to come early.
Yeah.
I was there early.
Did you just look at him and say,
we got home at 11:50.
Yeah, he is my best friend.
Thank you. We got home at 11:50.
I know,
and
because
it was a 15-minute drive.
I responded to a text as soon as we got home.
Whatever.
So I went to your party for 2.5 hours.
I needed you there.
And I was there.
For moral support.
Moral support? What are you talking about?
What time did the party go to?
2. I was there till the lights came on.
Yeah, but
I get the fuck out.
That's I get good. Up at
I'm
7 a.m.
Like, it's my party.
Yeah.
What?
I get up at 7 a.m., so it's like.
I got up early, too. I slept at 5 and woke up at, like, 9.
Wait a second. 9. You wake up at 7 a.m. every day?
Yeah, I go do a workout. So
you work out at 7 a.m. every day?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Thanks, sure. Man. Well, I have one of the trainers that used to work at Zila, like, I just really liked him, so he went to his house and work out. And then we're building a gym in the office. That we're doing, not like a gym, but like,
yeah.
We'll have mats.
You have like a Bowflex?
We'll have a Bowflex.
Good for
machine.
You. How long have you been working out for?
That's such a stepdad machine.
The best. Like all in one.
Or it's more of a divorced dad, like broken.
Zane asked you a question.
It's fine.
What'd you say?
It's fine.
What'd you say?
I got secondhand embarrassment.
Wait, I didn't even hear it. What'd
Zane
you say?
Asked
no, I'm actually so glad they didn't hear that.
No,
because
it was so
I like
sweet.
To talk the least amount on a podcast.
It was so sweet, though. Zane said, good for you. How long have you been working out for? And you didn't answer him.
It's
you just
fun.
Kept yapping.
Because I heard Big Boy over here.
He liked me more.
In my head, I went, yes. He did not hear that. It was like, No, trust me. It's fine.
I would say probably like 4 months or so.
There he goes answering.
Probably like 4 months or so. Yeah, we go there. We only do it 4 times a week.
It was supposed to be like a mean comment. I was supposed to respond back, but it's too late for that. It's like way too far.
Oh, so you weren't trying to be nice.
I wasn't trying to be nice.
Oh, okay. You were going to come back with venom.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Yeah. So
I was going to say that long, and then you're probably going to be like, doesn't look like it. Was that going to be?
It was something like that.
Something.
It wasn't that lazy. It would have been a little bit more. Like,
why don't we just
tasteful.
Try it back? Throw it at me. We'll just.
No. It's fine.
I
forgot what it was. I forgot.
I have a good subject change.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I didn't get to say what I was going to say.
Well, if Tara didn't interrupt the conversation you and Heath were having, I would have remembered better.
This all started off by saying I'm mad at Tara.
Why are you mad at me?
And then you were like, I'm mad you didn't come to my party that I was at for 2.5 hours.
Wait. Why are you mad at me?
You went somewhere without me.
Where did I go?
I have a brand. You understand that? I have something close and near and dear to my emotional heart.
Oh, it's because I went to Chili's without him.
Oh, I did. I did see that.
God forbid I get dinner with my other friends.
That's
like
pretty bad.
You'll live. You didn't come.
He couldn't do the.
I didn't come to where? Your party?
You didn't stay.
Yes, I did stay. You were late. And also, second off, you went to Chili's with your friend. You could have been like, hey, Zach, I'm going to be at Chili's. You're not invited, but I'm just letting you know I'm going. That would have been nice.
I didn't know I had to
tell you. Apparently there are Chili's brand deals being thrown around right now.
No.
Are you serious?
Zach,
Tara got offered one.
A brand would never. Want to hire you to promote the restaurant. You have to think of like brands that would make more sense for you.
Chili's makes so much sense, brother.
It doesn't though.
Like Blue Chew.
I can get it up.
That was good.
I can get
Thank
it
you.
Up.
That was good. It took me a little bit of process because I had to remember what brand that was.
Right.
Then it hit me.
I have a good little subject change. What was everyone's first impression of each other and when was it?
Ugh.
for you, I think
Pass.
The first time I met you was in the box.
Yeah.
Oh, that's where you met her? Was
yeah.
The box
yeah.
I was a baby. I was 19.
Yeah.
yeah.
It's a little controversial, huh?
In the box? What the box? Hell does
yeah.
that mean?
Yeah. I remember the box got a little heat. Or the video got a little heat.
It was hot in the box.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was like a challenge video to stay in the box with how many people were in there? Like
there was like
seven?
Nine girl YouTubers, and we were in like a 4x6 box.
Just hot. And then see through? They covered up, yeah, see through. Covered up the holes, and then they were like.
We weren't allowed to like sit. We were just.
You guys were in there a long time.
Yeah, did Mariah win? Did she split the money?
It was,
yeah,
it was Mariah.
It was Mariah, Sarah, and Neza. Yeah. And I was second place because I left right before that. We wanted to split the money. No one listened to me. And then they ended up splitting it anyways. I was in there for 11 hours. Insane. And they were in there for somewhere near 16 or 17.
Oh my God.
And it was for 10K.
You know what? If I was the three other girls, I would have convinced everybody to split it with that fourth person. That
Thank
came up
you.
With the idea. That was in there for a
It was my idea to split it. And they were like, no, we're not splitting it. And then I left.
They
and
cut you out and they're like, now we can split
it. No, they waited. I could tell it wasn't like malicious because they waited like 5 or 6.
You split them all in a group chat right now. Be like, funny how y'all treated me there then. Now y'all want me on your podcast. And
we were so delusional. We were so delusional. We were like, let's all get box tattoos after this. Like, let's all get little matching boxes.
That's funny.
That would have been cute.
We were so fucked up.
You guys have boxes.
Is that Stockholm Syndrome right there? What was that right there?
Stockholm Syndrome.
Yep, Stockholm.
Yeah. And I remember like when I got out, I literally said, I want to get back in.
Whoa.
I felt like I was missing
out. Your friends were still in there.
Yeah, they
were. People go back to their abusers. It's a thing.
It's sad. But yeah, that's where I first met Mariah. That's, I think, where I first met you.
Yeah.
Had to have been. That's crazy that's your first impression.
You said you were going to get to the topic of us meeting for the first time. Do you remember?
Yes, I remember.
Where was it?
Do you?
There seems to be some venom in this.
Oh, I know.
I know.
The first time we met was like at a party. But the first time we like spoke was at Scott's song thing. He had like a song thing and you spoke to me and you had no idea I was Middle Eastern and you're like, you need to meet my sister.
We met before that.
We did.
I remember that.
But that's the first time we like talked.
Oh, like had a full conversation.
Full convo. He talked to me for like 20 minutes and I was like, oh yeah. My, that's so nice of Zane. I remember 20 that. Minutes out of his night to talk to me. I remember being like, Zane's so nice.
He is a nice guy.
Yeah. I had no one else to talk to too. So it was easy.
So wholesome.
What about you guys?
It was a really nice conversation. It was nice talking to you. I remember that.
Yeah. That's my first like impression. But I remember the first time I saw you. It was the night I met my ex-boyfriend, Jake. It was at one of their trap house parties.
You met that night?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Not the night of the show.
No, you both met that night?
What do you mean?
The night we had that conversation?
No. We had been dating for like 2 years now. Oh. Yeah. No, we met.
I was about to say, I think I did something there.
No. We met like, at one.
Aligned the.
No, he wasn't even there, actually. He was out of town that night. I remember specifically because I went with Jack. But the first time we met was one of their parties, like the Sam and Colby parties.
Mm. Oh, the Trap House parties.
Yeah, yeah. That's the night me and Jake went to.
Dark times.
It was fun.
Dark times.
It was fun. I think that's what started my partying and stuff.
Oh, yeah. That night?
Yeah.
So they set you on this course.
I don't know what it was.
Do you actually like party hard?
When I party hard.
How old are you?
23.
But she's still at a... Like,
no, here's the thing, though. Yeah. Here's the thing, though. It's really like, you're going to grow out of it. I don't think I ever will.
No, you will.
No, because my dad's the same. My dad's like me. And I think I've been like this like all my life, where I just like want to go out all the time.
I want to go out every night and drink because it sounds so fun. It's the hangovers that...
Oh, no. I'm not talking about drinking. People think I drink hangovers? Every time. People think... Yes. People think I drink every time I go out and party. I don't.
Oh, to me, partying is drinking.
No. To me, partying is partying. And people will come up to me. That's how I know I'm never going to get sick of it. People will come to me and be like, give me your keys. Like, you're too fucked up to drive. And I'm like, I've had a Red Bull. People think I'm always fucked up. And I'm like, nah.
How are you able to have fun at parties without having some sort of substance in you?
Right.
That's the $1 million question, brother.
It's a true talent that people have. It's insane to me that I'd rather just stay home and then watch
really,
a good movie.
Really like people.
I love people.
I like people, but at the same time, it's just, I'll like when we have like an event or a party to go to, I'll tell myself like, I'm not drinking tonight. Mm-hmm. I'll get there. I'll spend 5 minutes. My social anxiety will kick in. I'll be like, I'm going to go to the bar.
Do you have social anxiety at all?
No.
That's why.
Yep.
I have alone anxiety. Like if I'm alone, I'll be like,
I kind of have that too, but it's definitely social anxiety is much worse. If I'm in a group, like big none. Party and I'm not drunk, I have to fucking zoom out of there.
What?
No, yeah, I can't do it.
I also just need something in my hand as well because I feel awkward standing there anything.
I've tried a Diet Coke, doesn't work. you need a double liquor cocktail.
Well, Zach doesn't drink at all and he goes out.
Yeah, but like, but I don't think he enjoys it though.
No, he's, never.
Yeah, he does it because
I do.
Pretty bad.
I hit my year at Coachella.
Hell yeah, brother.
Wow.
Sober for a year.
Congratulations.
It's the worst
one. Snooze fest. I'm just kidding.
It is boring.
No, it's not. I think it's cool.
That's awesome.
I'm really proud of him because He had such a big problem with that shit.
And he did.
And he would bring us like all down with him with that.
What?
And I'm just glad that like you were able to figure that out so we all could be better people.
We looked at you like you were the Bam Margera of our friend group.
No. I mean, outside of drinking, you were kind of the Bam Margera of the group though.
You don't think it was you? Drinking.
What does that mean?
No, it was cool. Like the...
It was cool.
It was cool. No, like, everybody hates Bam. He was
like, no, they don't. Not during the show. I loved everybody on the show. And then after I realized, oh, he was actually the problem. But I'm talking about...
Yeah.
When we all...
Wait, like, you don't think it was you?
Me? As a Bam? No, he would be more the stunt guy.
I feel
guy.
Like I'm more Johnny Knoxville.
Sorry. Bam
Johnny Knoxville
is
gorgeous.
Guy. Bam is the prank guy.
Yeah.
Bam
is the prank guy.
No, Bam was Elton.
Yeah.
That fucking hated pranks. No work. Did you ever see the popcorn one?
No.
When you put the popcorn peanuts inside the house?
To this day, I hold a personal grudge against Elton.
I've seen that.
Filled up our entire house with popcorn, like the packaged popcorn.
I would be livid.
No, but you don't understand. It wasn't just like fill the floor. It was open all the cabinets in the kitchen. Everything that had a drawer was open and peanuts into it.
That's amazing though. Like,
it
was this high, the entire house.
It was funny for about 3 minutes. And then we realized, oh my God, who's going to clean this up? Guess who went out of town the very next day? Elton. 2 week fucking vacation out of there.
2 week vacation.
And bro left it.
How did you clean it out?
It was our house. We just lived in it.
How did you take the trash out? Did you have to call?
We had to put them back into the bags. So there was like the big giant like clear garbage bags that they came in. And then I think the company that dropped it off like came and picked up the bags.
How much did it cost? Do you remember? Or did he say anything?
I have no idea.
Definitely did not cost as much.
But the thing is, those little like peanuts crumble down. So as you're sweeping, it's just, and they get staticky. So they're on the wall, like everywhere.
I found popcorn, packed popcorn in my asshole for maybe a month and a half after.
Not where I was expecting that.
I know.
He goes, I picked that up.
I picked that up for you. But that was terrible. And Elton knows it. I mean, I forgive you, but that was crazy, Elton. That was crazy.
That's
a pretty funny prank, though.
Because it's fun. You know, you watch the video as a viewer, you're like, that's insane. And then you don't have to deal with your life for the next 5 years of having just plastic in you. To knock it out, you remember when you met them?
I remember when I met you guys. It was when you came to my house to help out with some podcast equipment.
Yeah. Wait, where were you going with it?
I think that's where you guys met. That's not where we met.
Where did I meet you?
I met you originally at TanaCon.
Did we actually meet?
Yeah. Because I was labor and I was taking, I don't think you were there.
Wait, how do I not know this? We've been friends for how many years?
Forever. I don't.
Okay.
So I was working at TanaCon. You know, I laid out all the guardrails. I was the labor, just kind of doing all the crap work, whatever it was. And I would bring up your friend's suitcases to their room.
Oh, good. Hell yeah. Did I throw mine at you?
You really started at the
Get
bottom.
Get this up.
Yeah. So I brought Scott's like suitcase, and I think he was with Christian at the time, up to his room. And then he's like, hey, here's a tip. And here's $20. And it was just so funny because like to think about that now. I was like, I don't want the tip. I'm good. He's like, why? Here. And then Todd's car was wrapped in like...
His David's face.
Yeah. And then it was just nuts. And you were there. And you guys look like you were not happy about something. I remember what it was because we were on the same hall where I was staying, where you were staying.
I think we were supposed to stay there, but we couldn't stay there. Like the whole thing got messed up. And I think we were like frustrated because we like had to get in and then leave.
I don't remember.
Did we talk though?
Yeah, like very well. It was kind of funny because I think you were in a bad mood or about something, and something was happening downstairs, and I was just relaying a message. And I was just like, hey, this is happening downstairs. And then you kind of just like look at me and then like didn't say a word. And I was just like, it's okay. I just never brought it up.
No, I feel really bad about that.
I mean, I think that was a tough weekend for a lot of people.
So, it wasn't
mostly Tana.
Don't take it too hard on yourself.
It wasn't anything serious. I think I could tell you're like going through something. Like it's not something I'm like, he was.
Why the fuck would you bother me if you saw that I was in the
room? I was trying. And then when I met Zane, I think I met you there too. You guys went over to my friend Saxon's house. I don't know if you remember this, because some little kid paid you guys to be in their music video. It was like you two.
You got paid to be in that music video?
That wasn't us. It was David. David got paid and we just showed up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You just showed up. I have a video of that, actually, of you guys like hitting the whip with this kid.
Yeah, no.
That's really funny.
He's just a random kid.
Yeah, I don't know why we did that. I don't know why we decided just to do that.
How old are you guys?
Hey, chill.
I'm just wondering.
We were probably like 20.
No, how old are you right now?
We were probably...
I'm 31. You're 31.
We were probably 25.
You're 31?
Right now or what?
No, right now.
Oh, right now, 31.
Oh, you don't look 31.
Thank you.
See if we can find these.
What's really nice is that we were really disgusting all through our early 20s, so it's only been uphill.
When you were watching us, remember the coffee talks? That was the worst point of our lives.
I thought you guys looked great.
Health-wise. Oh. Really?
Yeah.
You should take a look back.
I will. I mean, you look great now. Actually, there's a podcast clip of me somewhere being like, Zane is so hot. Right?
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh, that might be. I was
like, Zane looks great. He's like been...
Oh, yeah. So I don't know.
Is this the new one?
I'm going to have to go find
it. Yeah, you and Alicia are going to have to fight for that.
Ooh.
Oh, no. She can have you. Oh, good, okay. No. I love Alicia. I just... I had said it. Because you do look great.
Thank you.
And I know you've been working really hard, and that's amazing.
And you've looked great for the past, 7 years.
Thank you.
Seven.
Well, seven, careful.
Seven, brother.
Careful.
Seven? I wasn't 18 yet.
I
was 16 7 years ago.
And I've only known her for 4 years. Guys, calm down. Calm down.
It's actually funny. When we were, this is like going back to pretty much the first thing we talked about, but when we were at Coachella, that was, I think, the second time, maybe third time I'd met Alicia or whatever, but you guys must have just recorded your like episode where you're talking about the whole situation.
Yeah.
And she comes up to me and she's like, just so you know, I'm not mad at you. But out of the blue, and I was like, why would you be mad at me? And she was like, for the thing, you know, the thing. I was like, did I do something? And she's like, okay, I tried to make a joke and it didn't land.
I don't know the lore.
Oh,
there's beef with
Did she assume you
Zach.
Were there?
Actually?
No, yeah. She just like, you know, Zach. Oh, just the, like, yeah, the
she
whole.
She thought you guys probably talked about it a lot.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what happened.
People forget that, like, when you podcast, you just forget everything you talked about and you just move on.
Oh, my God. Out the window.
Until you see it on TikTok, you're just like, fuck, I said that.
So,
it feels like you're just hanging out.
Yeah.
I can't wait till all of our kids go back and watch these.
Oh, God.
They'll be gone.
My digital footprint is insane.
I wish there's like an internet reset, like all content.
Girl,
gone,
you and
everything.
Me both.
Well, Remy and Alicia.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad, but I didn't know who they were.
You didn't know who Alicia Marie was.
I also
get your head out of your fucking ass.
The first time I ever heard them was when you guys
hold on.
Legend.
Okay, that's great. Yeah. Let me get through this. Hold on. Okay, so I didn't know who they were, and Alyssa loved Remy. Like she's one of her favorite YouTubers, and. We asked her to come on the podcast, I think. Mm-hmm. And
because we wanted to surprise Alyssa with her.
Yeah. So
that was really sweet. You guys are sweet.
You see, you are sweet to Alyssa behind closed doors.
Yeah.
You don't need to understand that.
And we said, I was like, hey, if you want to come on the, I don't remember what was said. I think we went through Laura and Laura DIY. And they're like, yeah, she doesn't want to come on or whatever it was.
Respectfully passed.
Yeah. And I was like, okay. And I was just like, you know, sad for Alyssa. And then I go on to Lauren's podcast and I was like making like some dark joke, like I'm going to kill her family, blah, blah, blah. And it was probably too dark of how I should have gone.
Is that
to
seriously
it.
What you said? You can't say that's about people.
Yeah, but I was just, I mean, I was obviously joking. Like I honestly,
I say I'm going to kill everybody's family.
Yeah. I tell I'm going to kill the Patreons people if they don't sign up. Like it, I don't know.
Is that a good tactic? We should try.
It's a great tactic.
It's okay to say to kill them, but not to kill their mom.
Yeah, I know. No, that's not good. So I got in trouble, rightfully so. But I guess it was like this big deal. I didn't even know it was. Because honestly, I forgot I said it. Because I like you come on a podcast, you mumble and ramble. You try to be funny. So a lot of the time, I just miss. And then, and I guess there's like.
That was so real.
And then she showed me a clip before this about you guys talking about it on your podcast. And she's like, I'm going to wait for Zach to come up to me. And again, I forgot it even happened. So like, I just see Remy. I'm like, hey, how are you? Like, I didn't know there was any beef, which is fun.
We're also just trying to start something because we don't have drama.
I'll start any drama.
It felt good.
Yeah, it felt good to like start some sort of drama on the channel.
I just felt bad because I called it. People like, he called her a rat. I just said that because Remy from Ratatouille's name was Remy. Anyway, it was kind of funny.
Yeah, it's scary. Loyal fan base, man. you can't piss.
Oh, it doesn't.
Off.
I mean, it doesn't. It also is like, okay.
No, no, no. I know. Yeah, just saying people like freak out over.
Yeah, don't That's say anything about like K-pop or anything like that.
Oh, yeah, don't do that.
I would if I didn't like it.
Don't say anything about Taylor Swift, too. That's
yeah, that's in big no-no.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think that's like stronger than K-pop now, right?
I think so.
K-pop used to like be the one where you can't talk shit about.
Brianna Chicken Fries.
I saw that.
So funny.
If I was a PR, I'd be like, hey, look, I know you want to post this really bad. And normally I'd be like, who fucking cares? But just don't do that
just
one.
Don't.
It's just not worth it.
What? Because she says she doesn't like Taylor Swift or something.
Yeah, because like Dave is like a huge Swiftie, and then she was going on. She was like, the album sounds the same. I listened to it twice. Blah blah blah. She's like, I really tried to give it a chance, and Dave was not having it.
It did really sound like they were pulling it out of her. Like it sounded like she came out of nowhere. Was just like, fuck Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
it was pulled out of
she
her.
She sound pretty
and
agitated.
She's kind of just like, you know,
she just didn't enjoy the album.
Not that
it's
she
not
said
even
she,
that.
It was just like. It wasn't like mind blowing to her, so she just kind of was just like indifferent to it. And
she got,
and then like Dave kept like prying at it. Was like, I'm gonna give you to the count of like five to like apologize. And she's like, for what? And then like that, I think made her more like
yeah. Oh, like double down.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
No, I like to. I'm not like a full album.
Taylor Swift.
Wait, no. What'd you say about Taylor?
I hate no. I'm the same type of person where it's like a full album. I don't listen to those. Like, I'm more of like, I like this song from this person, this song from this person. I put them all.
So you don't like the full album, the newest album?
That's what I haven't heard.
That's what I heard.
I haven't heard it.
I heard one song. I liked it. It's called Down Bad. That was a good one.
You didn't listen to the whole thing yet?
Here we go. I will right now when I get in the car.
That's fucking crazy.
I will.
Wow.
So disrespectful.
Did you know that?
Everything that she's been through?
She she surpassed Elvis's. She broke all his records, I'm pretty sure.
Really?
Rude.
Holy shit.
How'd she get into his like estate?
Shut up.
Snapped him in half.
Snapped over her knee.
She like broke like, I don't know, a certain Elvis Presley thing. And I'm like, wow, I'm really glad a woman did it.
Taylor Swift.
She can like literally run this country if she wanted
could.
To. That's pretty crazy. Like knowing that she actually could. Just like give her that.
I forget what it was. I saw a video talking about like the influence that she has on like this country specifically.
It's crazy.
And she did like a campaign like with a feed post about registering to vote.
Yeah.
And I can't remember if it was like 13 or 30% of like a more registered voters in like her age demographic.
To me, that makes no sense. I think she should get people to vote for her. Like at that point, it's like if you have that much like influence, if you got more influence than both presidents combined, that you should just run
Taylor Swift for president.
Yeah, just do it. Like fucking just try it out.
I bet
you
could run this country great.
I bet if she started her campaign right now, she would win.
Yeah.
And not only win, but like I feel like she'd put a lot of her own money into like
I don't think she would have to put any money into
imagine
it.
Imagine like the banners and shit, and it's just like her just like
Keith. I
she just keeps coming out with albums and we're like, well, but yeah, but what about like the war?
I would actually be in the streets like holding Swifty sides. Probably. Just because it'd be like, it'd be a crazy like, moment in history.
Us putting it in the front lawn, you know? That's like
I would do it though. I would do it. I'd do it.
It'd be a bumper sticker.
Can the national anthem be You Belong With Me?
Oh my God.
No, it has to be a new one. Like it's just a new original one. Original piece from Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah.
For America.
For America.
That's what it's called. For America. America.
Oh, the United States of tortured poets.
Taylor Hopeful.
Wait, I want Taylor Swift to run for president. She would kill it.
The Elvis record you were talking about.
Yes, look it up.
Taylor Swift breaks Elvis Presley's record for weeks atop the Billboard 200 across 13 of her albums. The singer has spent 68 weeks at number one.
And good for her.
That's 68 weeks.
Good for her.
At number one.
I'm just glad it's a woman.
Doing good.
We're jumping over to the after school special right now.
Wait, no, now we're going into Patreon?
Yep.
Now we're sorry. Going into
no, my manager needs to be involved.
Nope.
This is crazy.
No, we're going over there.
No, why are we finishing it? I feel like we didn't even.
What do you have to talk about to the public?
I don't know. I guess you're going to have to find out on Patreon.
All right.
If you stay till the end, just comment your favorite piece of content that these boys have put out. It doesn't matter what.
Right, Alicia, get those fucking comments.
You know
he does
me.
On our podcast all the time.
Oh, I stole it from her?
Yeah.
Leave it to a man to steal from a woman.
Right?
Blah, 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 blah,
leave
blah.
It to a man. If you guys want Remy on the podcast.
Oh, can we plug in our show?
Yeah, absolutely.
That'd be nice. Okay. We have a new show called Basically Unfiltered. Now we have to switch it. Basically Unfiltered on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/ pretty X Unfiltered.
We're going to have to change that.
We have to change that too. It takes a little bit. And Heath and I also have another show called Zane and Heath Unfiltered, where we record with Matt and Mariah, our lovely co-hosts and best friends. On that, we record there.
And,
we,
and better than friend.
We post every Tuesday and Thursday every week.
And it's a good show.
Thank you.
I've been on it. They loved us the first time, hated us the second time. All right, guys.
The viewers?
Oh, yeah.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say.
Does vlogging even help anymore?
Yeah.
Really?